From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Psalm 138. The great theme of this psalm is worship, particularly how God's people are to worship Him. The subject is especially appropriate in this day of man-centered worship. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's meditation comes from Psalm 84 and verse 6. Who passing through the valley of Baca makes it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. This teaches us that the comfort obtained by one may often prove serviceable to another, just as wells would be used by the company who came after. We read some book full of consolation, which is like Jonathan's rod dropping with honey. We think our brother has been here before us and digged this well for us as well as for himself. Many a night of weeping, midnight harmonies, eternal day, a crook in the lot, comfort for mourners, has been a well digged by a pilgrim for himself, but has proved quite as useful to others. Especially we notice this in the Psalms, such as that beginning, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Travelers have been delighted to see the footprint of man on a barren shore, and we love to see the way marks of pilgrims while passing through this vale of tears. The pilgrims dig the well, but strange enough, it fills from the top instead of the bottom. We use the means, but the blessing does not spring from the means. We dig a well, but heaven fills it with rain. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. The means are connected with the end, but they do not of themselves produce it. See here, the rain fills the pools, so that the wells become useful as reservoirs for the water. Labor is not lost, but yet it does not supersede divine help. Grace may well be compared to rain, for its purity, for its refreshing and vivifying influence, for its coming alone from above, and for the sovereignty with which it is given or withheld. May our listeners have showers of blessing, and may the wells they have digged be filled with water. Oh, what are means and ordinances without the smile of heaven? They are as clouds without rain and pools without water. O God of love, open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, amazing grace, so vast and Son of God, the righteous one, is crucified for me. T'was grace that taught my heart to heal, and grace my just one. ways will lead me home, lead me home, lead me home, lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining.
Over the years since Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many people have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today.
Thank you.
This week, Dr. Cairns has been preaching a message entitled The Psalm of the Word, part of a series based on Psalm 138. The text is the closing phrase of verse 2, "For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." In seeking to discover the application of the expression, thy word, Dr. Cairns has first pointed to the Bible itself. Then, this expression may be a reference to the incarnate word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, we see that the word God has magnified is his covenant word, the promises he made to his people, beginning with the covenant he made with Abraham, that in his seed should all the families of the earth be blessed, that promise that is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. The message concludes with an emphasis on the faithfulness of God. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Now David immediately in verse 21 in 2 Samuel 7 said, "For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them." Very similar, "for thy word's sake." And here he's saying, "Thou hast exalted thy word," this promise, this glorious covenant promise. I believe there's a lot to be said for him responding to the promise of Christ. But whatever the promise, at least this is clear. David had a promise in mind. And the fact that he was celebrating is, God never promises without performing. God is holy, God is just, God is great, God is majestic, God is all wise, God is all powerful. You can say all those things. But you know, without this, you'll get little good out of all those truths. David is saying, "Lord, when I see all the wondrous manifestations and all the wondrous witnesses to the greatness and glory of my God, there is one thing that stands out above the rest. In all your dealings with me, you have exalted this to the topmost level. You have shown my God is faithful to his covenant promise." That's something on which you can depend. You remember what Solomon said? 1 Kings 8:56. "There hath not failed one word of all the good promise of God." And again he makes a statement such as, "Thou hast spoken with thy mouth, thou hast fulfilled it with thy hand." God's word is never an empty word. It is never a vain promise. It is never something that God may forget or go back upon. He has exalted his word. In other words, what he says, he has put that right at the pinnacle of all the ways in which he has made himself known to us. And he's saying, "I want you to understand this. You can depend on my word. You can depend on my promise." Think of the Psalm 37, verse 5, "Commit thy way unto the Lord." Literally, roll thy way upon the Lord. That way of care and trouble, that way of perplexity and worry, that way of uncertainty and confusion, that way of challenge and difficulty, that way of suffering and anguish, roll it upon the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's the promise. One preacher, Mr. Barnes, told me about it was J. Sidlow Baxter. I think it was Baxter called his ideas and his messages on Psalm 37:5, "Feasting on the Faithfulness of God." Beautiful theme. And that's what our text invites you to do this morning. "Thou hast exalted thy word above all thy name. Thou hast exalted thy promise. Thou hast exalted thy faithfulness." When God says it, he'll do it. He'll do what he has said, as he has said. when he has said, for the reasons he has said, and nothing can stop him, he'll do it. Feasting on the faithfulness of God. I would encourage you to take a simple concordance and go through the New Testament and mark the things or the texts which say that God is faithful, and feast on those things. I'll sum them up. He's faithful to himself. That's the all-important thing. He's faithful to himself. 2 Timothy 2:13, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. God cannot deny himself. God cannot be less than what he is. God can never be untrue to himself or to his word. He's faithful to himself. He's faithful to his promise. Paul writes to the Hebrews in 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Why? For he is faithful that promised. He's faithful to his people. You remember what Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:8 and 9? Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He'll keep you. He'll establish you. And he'll present you blameless and faultless on the day of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's faithful. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul takes up the same theme in chapter 5, 22 and 23. The very God of peace, or the God of peace himself, sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body may be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Many of us are going through, even this morning, tough and trying times. Some know what it is to weep themselves to sleep at night and the world sees nothing about it. Some know what it is to carry within them the leaden weight of a broken heart. Some are battling great physical afflictions and weaknesses. We're tried. We're tempted. And so often we feel we're in the verge of being crushed. But it cannot be. It cannot be, and it will not be. Not because of our strength, not because of our willpower, not even because of our personal godliness. But it cannot be because of God's promise. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation or trial taken you but such as is common to man. Let me stop there for a minute and let me remind you that Christians are still human. They're still in the body. And the promise of God was never that Christians would not have to suffer in the suffering humanity. The promise of God, no matter what the charismatic delusionists tell you, the promise of God is never that Christians would not have reverses. Christians would not have trials. Christians would not take cancer. Christians would not be killed in an accident. Christians would not lose their children. Christians would not suffer these things. The Bible never promised those things. Any temptation that's common to man can hit a Christian. Any trial that's common to man can come the way of a Christian. But here's the difference. God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Not escape from it necessarily, but that ye may be able to bear it. Now the Lord says, prove me now. And what we will prove when we have proved God is, thou hast exalted thy word above all thy name. Thou hast made thy faithfulness the chief, most obvious characteristic of God in dealing with me. I trust you'll get that today. Stand on this word, for he'll never break it. What an assurance that brings to the soul that's seeking assurance of eternal life. I'll never forget the relief in my own soul as an 18-year-old when, after agonizing and weeping and going half crazy, I searched for God's assuring grace. How can I be sure that I'm saved? How can I ever be sure that I am saved? I'll never forget the relief when the Lord finally got my feet on the solid rock of Holy Scripture. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And I well remember saying, Lord, I'm so confused. I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to ask for. I hardly know what I need. But I know one thing, that Jesus Christ cannot lie, that this word is true. And as I am, I come. And I have God's word. I have God's word. And to that word, he's eternally faithful. What a comfort in every trial. What a strength amidst our weakness. But my friend, I have to say, let me not fail you today by not saying it. What a condemnation to every sinner. For the same God who says, him that cometh I will in no wise cast out, that same God says that the wicked shall be turned into hell. And he that believes not the wrath of God abideth upon him, and the fearful and the unbelieving will be cast into the lake of fire that burns forever. That is God's promise, just as much as come unto me and I will give you rest. He's faithful. He'll keep his word. He will do what he has said. If the Almighty has magnified his word above all his name, I leave you with Charles Simeon's thought that then you and I should do the very same. Whether we're speaking of the word in one sense or another, we also should magnify his word, magnify the incarnate word. How do you do that? You confess him as your Lord and your Savior. That's how you magnify him. Honor the written word by receiving it, by obeying it, by regulating your life by it, and then by publishing it. The Lord gave the word. Great was the army of them that published it. Oh, God, make us part of the publishers of God's word. Then stand fast in the covenant word, both for salvation and service. We were singing it. Let us make it truly our testimony. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. Though the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God we shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. By thy grace, O God, let me magnify it too.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.